Just a quick update on this situation with stolen cars. Obviously, we've covered it significantly in recent weeks right across 4CA. But get this, as I was putting the show together today, just had a quick look at the Cairns Police Vehicle Watch for 2022. As of today, we have had 1,053 stolen cars. 1,053. We're only midway through October, of course, so there's more to come. Just to put that into perspective for you, back in 2018, there were 559 cars stolen. Now, some would say that's too many as well, but 559 just 4 years ago, we've basically doubled it. We have doubled it this year already, with still two and a bit months to go. It's just extraordinary stuff. How can this have happened? Back in 2020, there were 542 vehicles stolen, 1,053 already this year. I tell you what, if you presided over those type of dismal results in the private sector, let's say you were sitting on a board of directors of a company and your profits nosedived by that amount, you'd get the sack on the spot, wouldn't you? If you oversaw those type of dismal results, you would get the sack on the spot. And yet, our state MPs at least, and certainly the cabinet itself in the Palaszczuk government, just seems to skate through all of this stuff. They are very, very good at managing the media. They're very, very good at having other announcements, big shiny bauble announcements ready to go to distract us all from these issues. But is it any wonder that people are on the brink of rioting in the streets? Is it any wonder that people are starting these sort of citizen patrol groups up? Is it a little wonder that we're starting to see little hints of vigilante action? And I'm hesitant to use that word, but certainly we're seeing bits and pieces of that. I don't condone that, but you can absolutely understand why we are driven to that point. Unless we hold these politicians to account, clearly nothing will change. There's not a state election for another 2 years or so, so goodness knows what can happen over the next 2 years. Will we hold them accountable at the ballot box? That's the only way that we can really have our say. We can jump up and down all we like, but they're going to ignore it because they are so very, very comfortable in power. And they have been, as I've said previously, for 21 of the past 24 years. Just think about that. 21 of the past 24 years in this state, Labor has been in power. That's a generation of kids who've grown up under their watch who are now part of this problem, this 1,053 cars stolen already this year with more to come. Let's see if they can bring that number down back to some of those levels that some would say were already too high at 550 or so stolen cars a year in a city of our size. Some might say that's too much, but given what we're experiencing now, that seems like a dream, doesn't it? Let's see what they can do to bring it down over the next 2 years. But wow, 1,053 and counting stolen vehicles in Cairns. It's extraordinary, extraordinary stuff.